Sports Gamble Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Sports Gamble Podcast, NFL Week 7 edition. I'm here live in the Rocha studio, in the Rocha house right now, feeling inspired. I got some records up on the wall. I got some of my wife's lovely paintings.
Very nice.
And I got my iPad up with some research for us to talk about football, NFL Week 7. Manny, how did your Week 6 go?
It went quite smoothly. Let me recap.
How did your bets go? How did your Manny's Money Makers? I know you threw in there a Monday pick that we didn't really get to promote.
The Money Makers are just not making money right now, honestly, truthfully.
I didn't want to say it.
Oh, well, you should, man. You got to keep it real. Last week, the lone win was the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody else, I luckily escaped with a push on Sunday night. Up 23-9. I don't like making excuses. I'm not here calling plays. I only bet the games. But
you're rocking the mic stand. Okay, you're good.
So yeah, that's what happened. It wasn't a good week, but those are gonna happen. I mean, that's gonna happen. I've yet to have had a losing year, and I'm gonna try my hardest for this one not to be it.
Yeah. Well, I made a bet, and it wasn't just a bet to get myself even, which I did, but it was a bet for the American people, because the Washington Redskins, their last home game, has decided the presidential election 18 out of the last 20 times, and when the Redskins win, the incumbent party wins, so that means Hillary Clinton will be your new president.
God bless America.
God bless America. All right, anyways, on to week 7. I did have a pretty good, my second profitable DFS week in a row. So we'll talk a little bit about DFS. We'll get Manuel's thoughts on lines, and we'll hopefully be able to inspire some people out there to make some money, pick the right plays, and to listen to the podcast. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Tomorrow night, Chicago at Green Bay. Green Bay 7.5-point favorites, over under 46. Green Bay ain't playing that well. Chicago's is way more competitive now with Hoyer than they were with Cutler. I'm really actually liking some fantasy plays for this game, Manuel. What do you think about the line or the over-under?
Well, the over-under is 46, and I'm a little scared. I'm always hesitant to play on any players on Thursday, but, I mean, when you saw last week or the last couple weeks, what was last Thursday game? Arizona at the Niners, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, what was the last Thursday game?
Last Thursday was the Broncos losing to the Chargers.
Yeah, the under hit on that game as well. So, yeah, I could see you liking some fantasy plays. You know, the Green Bay defense and the Chicago defenses don't really inspire any quarterbacks to get scared. But I really would hesitate against purchasing any Green Bay wide receivers. Obviously, the chemistry is not right there. Something is not right in Green Bay, and that is beyond obvious. I don't understand how this line is 9, or it was 9. It opened up at 9. It's now 7.5. So,
wow, I didn't know that. I just saw 7.5. That's a lot of people jumping on Chicago.
And people don't usually jump on Chicago, you know?
So do you think that's sharp money or public money?
No, yeah, absolutely. I have I have my ear to what's going on in Vegas, and according to some a sports book for Boyd Gaming, he said that there's max limit bets coming in on Chicago at +9, +8.5, +8, and then that's why we got here to 7.5. So now they're begging the public to come in on Green Bay. If not, the books are going to be, rooting for Green Bay. And that's not a place I want to be in right now.
Well, I think with that being said, if you're in like a Thursday DFS tournament or you're afraid to start Rodgers for your season long, well, you're probably going to start him anyways in that situation. I think he's going to be low-owned, and Rodgers at home, maybe he's always risky to, throw for 4 touchdowns. So that's a play that I don't think a lot of people are going to be on. You want to look at it that way. If not,
I mean, yeah, you have to think that their passing game is the only thing that's going to be formidable, because Eddie Lacy is now out. So I don't know. And Bulaga looked like he walked off the field like maybe midway through the second quarter last week. So I know they're having some offensive line issues.
Starks is out too.
Starks is out. They did, last day of the preseason, they cut their lineman, Josh Sitton, who was actually, ironically enough, signed by the Bears. So maybe looking at a nice revenge spot. We know the Bears are not, you know, if you look at them on the record straight up, they're not the nicest things, but they're playing real competitively. They're playing with the real fire, and they have some playmakers, whether it's Jordan Howard or Meredith or what's the cat's name? The wide receiver, Alshon Jeffrey. So, yeah.
Royals out this game. The Packers did pick up Nile Davis. They were using Ty Montgomery last week, so those are the two running backs they're going to roll with. I look for Nile Davis to get a lot of the work, actually. He might be a sneaky play. He's, you know, dirt cheap, 3K. That's the cheapest you can be. It's kind of risky, though. I think the only side you can take on this game is Chicago or stay away.
Yeah, I agree, but I think you kind of sold me on a little bit of the over. There's just a lot of playmakers, and there's only one way to Aaron Rodgers is going to try to put this on his shoulders, and they're just going to throw, and some of those are going to bound to click. We haven't even mentioned Jordy Nelson, you know?
Right, and that could also lead to, you know, turnovers as well.
Exactly, yeah, short fields.
Which could lead to points. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of liking the over. Maybe research that a little bit more and see what's up.
Yeah.
All right, next up we have a London game, the second London game this year. Mm-hmm. The New York Giants at the LA Rams, but they're all in London, so... whatever.
And this is, talk about sneaky, this is the first time that they won't be playing in Wembley, actually. You heard about that?
No.
They're going to be playing in Twickenham.
Oh, Twickenham.
It's the home of the English rugby national team.
Dang, you get those insights only here on the Sports Gamble Podcast.
So apparently this is some pristine grass that they're going to be playing on.
Only the finest Twickenham grass.
Yeah, only the finest. And let me just specify or give you details. Apparently, even when Wembley's under construction and they have to move soccer games, the soccer games have to – they get booted out of England and they have to go play all the way in Cardiff, Wales, out of the country because the English national team doesn't let soccer be played on that field. And now they're going to let the Americans play football on it. That is the LA Rams and the New York Football Giants.
Well, the Giants are 2.5-point favorites. The over-under is 43.5. Eli and Odell finally broke out last week. If you started both of them, if you happened to pair them up in DFS, you probably made some money. And if you started Case Keenum, you probably made some money last week in DFS, surprisingly.
Yeah, he's finally playing like a quarterback, allegedly.
So there's some fantasy goodness here. You could go with Gurley. You can go with Britt and Austin. They're both getting targets, and they're both being semi-productive with them. Well, Britt, really productive last
Brian
week.
Brian Quick. I think Kendricks got a touchdown last week.
Yeah, so they're doing some and good I'm things actually over there
seeing,
in LA.
Speaking of the pristine playing conditions, I'm seeing 44 on my screen, so getting bet up a little bit as we speak. Maybe we by game time we could see possibly 45.5. So if you want to get an under bet in, you can wait. And if you want to bet the over, I'd get it in now before Friday. It's just me. I'm going to stay away personally.
There you go. All right, moving on to the Sunday slate. These are the games that all of the main tournaments, like on DraftKings and FanDuel, they focus on just Sunday, so you won't be playing the Thursday or the London game. Minnesota at Philadelphia. Minnesota, 2.5-point favorites on the road. Over under 40, which I think is the lowest of the week. Manuel, 40 is a pretty low number. Do we think the offenses are going to score in this game?
Well, Minnesota, that's all they really bring to the table is defense. I'm just going to say no. They have the lowest rated rushing attack in the league. They really don't inspire anything really on the outside. I mean, when you're talking about Thielen, I don't know, is he a bye this week? You really got to look at the Diggs situation, right?
I mean, Diggs is practicing, but, I mean, he's still questionable.
This whole offense is really uninspiring, man. I mean, the only thing you can really count on, and he's not going to, like, bust out, is, like, count on Kyle Rudolph catching some balls.
Yeah, and... you say Minnesota's uninspiring. Philadelphia's coming off two losses where they haven't looked so great.
Well, is this their bounce-back game? They're at home.
This is not a bounce-back opponent. That's the
exactly.
problem.
Exactly. You know? But look at this line. 2.5.
Yeah.
That's awfully eerie. You're talking about a Minnesota, the best defense in the NFL, coming off a bye. You only not even laying a field goal.
They're on the road, and it's still Sam Bradford. I think people are going to be hesitant to
and it's still Carson
back
Wentz.
That on the road. Yeah, and he's going up against arguably the best defense this year. So,
I think this smells fishy, but I think I like Minnesota.
Yeah, I like Minnesota too, so that's kind of scary. But fantasy-wise, I'm not really liking anybody on this slate from either side, to be honest with you. I mean, I guess Stephon Diggs, if he goes, is interesting. But other than that, I'm staying away from both running back situations, and none of the receivers really inspire me because of the quarterbacks and the defenses, you know.
Yeah. All right. Get goody going.
A game that does inspire me is New Orleans at Kansas City. Over-under is 50. Kansas City, 6.5-point favorites. Manuel, tell me about this. Jamaal Charles and Spencer Ware. It's going to be tough to figure out which one it is.
Yeah,
last week it was
Ware.
Would it be too crazy to start both of them?
I would say, yeah. I mean, there's with the amount of options that we have, you know, on the board, I mean, I know they're getting less by the hours. I guess McCoy went down maybe with the hamstring or something, but we'll get to that game. Yeah, I don't really like the strategy to start by purchase both. And you're talking about specifically DFS, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I would kind of like to stay away from the situation because I think Andy Reid's treating Jamaal Charles with kid gloves. And, I mean, it's not like he has to rush him into any kind of action because Ware is working out, you know? I mean, gosh, they're so deep at running back, they traded away Nile Davis.
Right, but what I'm saying is, you know that they're going to run the ball. They're in a great spot. The only reason why you're hesitant of playing either one of these guys is because you're afraid that you don't know who's going to get the majority of the carries. But you're saying it's Spencer Ware. But when I watched them against the Raiders last week, they were giving Jamaal Charles goal line carries and goal line looks and still giving him some touches. So I think they're going to continue to do that.
And you're saying with this total, there's going to be plenty of plays for both of them to be had.
Right. How much points would it take between them for it to pay off?
35.
Okay, well, they're projected for 31. So, I mean, I think that, like, in a tournament, if you want to be different, if you want to differentiate yourself, that's something you could do. It's really risky because, you know, one guy could do nothing. Or they could pass a lot because the New Orleans defense sucks.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they do pass a lot, I mean, I don't see really Alex Smith going downfield, you know, further than 15 yards, honestly.
Yeah. One of the things that made me money last week was starting Drew Brees in most of my teams. He's great at home. He was in a great spot. He's not at home, and he's not in a great spot. And Justin Houston is practicing again for Kansas City, so if he comes back, there's even more trouble for Drew Brees. As a matter of fact, I like the Kansas City defense here. Drew Brees likes to get a little frisky with those passes, throw up a couple fumbles, interceptions, and sacks, I think, could be coming.
And Kansas City is always prone to some bad weather.
Yeah, right now it doesn't look like there's any rain, but the wind affected a few games last week. You might want to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, that'll definitely affect the deep ball to Brandon Cooks if there is a little bit of wind.
True. So. Besides the running back situation in Kansas City, what do you think about this game as far as, like, betting wise?
Well, it's not. I think there's a lot of points. I know New Orleans doesn't particularly scare anybody on defense, but like I said, Andy Reid, he's just so conservative when it comes to play calling when he has a lead. Just last week versus Oakland, they won 26-10, but they settled for so many field goals, they didn't go downfield. It's just not very inspiring to lay this kind of amount of points with the Kansas City Chiefs offense. They're just not that type. And New Orleans is a quick strike offense. That's exactly what they are. Colby Fleener, Michael Thomas, Brandon Cooks. It seems like they're getting their ducks in a row. The running backs are doing their thing. I know they've, you know, put up points against the Charger defense and the Carolina Panther defense, but they still put them up. So I think they could put up points with the best of them. And I think 6.5 is too high. I will wait. I think I heard some rumors it might go to 7.
Well, if you think the 6.5 is too high, don't you think the over is probably the play?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I wouldn't say don't start any Saints because, you know, they can score, but Drew Brees, there's a really big home-road discrepancy with him throughout his career, not just this year, throughout his whole career. So just be wary of that. Moving on. Oakland Raiders at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville, 1.5-point favorites at home. Over-under is 48.5. Still pretty high. I like the Raiders in a bounce-back spot this week on the road, although the Jags are coming off a bye. Manuel, what do you think about this game?
Yeah, I agree with you. I like the Raiders. I think it's a good situation for them. Get out of Dodge. Just lost a tough division game. Jacksonville's perfect team to get served up. What I'm wondering is, you know, DFS Master, are you purchasing
any... I'm not the DFS Master.
...any Amari Cooper this week?
Amari Cooper is great.
So is Jalen Ramsey,
getting
though.
All the targets. But, yeah, that's what I'm worried about is the Jaguars' defensive backs are pretty athletic, and I think they can keep up with someone like Cooper. Now, the problem is I think they play... Jalen Ramsey, like, in a certain position. I don't think, like, he, like, shadows the best receiver. I think he's, like, pretty much either – I think he was the slot corner when one of their other cornerbacks was hurt, but now that guy's back, so now he's back on the outside. So is he going to play against Amari Cooper the whole time? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I think you kind of have to pick your poison, and I think the Raiders do a good enough job of moving their receivers around. Uh-huh. So –
It's a good spot.
It's going to be a crab shoot, though. I mean, because you can actually Crabtree get back to scoring touchdowns on the road,
it's
which
gonna be a
he does.
Shoot.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I do like, though, is I do like T.J. Yeldon this week.
I liked him, too.
I like T.J. Yeldon.
Because if B likes him, then we don't like him.
Yeah. I don't know. Even B's been connecting.
Nah, he didn't do good last week. I beat him
head
to head. And,
okay.
But
you guys had a sword fight?
We did.
Okay.
I came out an inch ahead.
All right. I believe you.
No, so, but I like Yeldon, too, because I don't see the Raiders selling out to stop the run for good reason on this team.
The Raiders are only selling out to move to Vegas, and that's it.
Right. I like points being scored. I think that you're right. You pick your poison with one of these Oakland receivers, but if you pick the right one, I made the mistake of...
Has a Raider... tight end caught a touchdown this year?
Dude, I don't know. I know Clyde Wolford was like a sleeper, but he was really sleeping, like literally.
Yeah, he's been sleeping through the season.
On the sideline.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. But I think Derek Carr or Blake Bortles could be sneaky DFS plays. Not a lot of people are probably going to be on him because Derek Carr's coming off a bad game fantasy wise. And Blake Bortles been on bye.
I like that. It was not good weather in Oakland. I like
no,
this.
It wasn't,
if it was sunny weather, if it's sunny, I like this. I like both these offenses to get going this week. It's a good week to get going on offense.
What do you think about the side? One.
Oh
half?
Yeah, I like the Raiders.
You like the Raiders?
Yeah, I like the Raiders.
Yeah, I like the Raiders too. So they have two losses at home. Their only two losses are at home. The Chiefs and the Falcons.
Yes.
And those are both.
They
good
could
teams,
really
too.
Be 0-5 though.
Yeah,
honestly, like, just keep it real. Like, they could have lost to the Saints. They could have lost to the Ravens.
You're right.
So.
You're right.
We'll just leave it at
and
that.
And who else did they beat?
The Chargers. They could have lost to the Chargers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But anyways, I think they'll have this game. You know, let's mention, we're always about bringing information other people don't. This is Jack Del Rio's homecoming. Yeah, absolutely. Who else is going to give you Twickenham and Jack Del Rio's homecoming? Jack Del Rio,
you're right.
He did coach the Jacksonville Jaguars for maybe, I think, like 8 to 10 years. So he knows, you know, all the good parking spots in Jacksonville and all the good restaurants and all the good strip joints. So he's going to show the Raiders a heck of a time after they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. Good parking spots, too. That's very important to know. All right. Baltimore at New York Jets. This is a pick'em, right? Over under 40.5.
Dude, do we have to talk about this game?
It's Geno Smith coming out party.
And Ryan Mallett.
Oh, Flacco's hurt.
Yeah.
Mallett, dude, there's some bad football being played in the NFL.
Yeah,
this
dude.
Could be a bad football game.
This, you know, Vegas is only getting under money in this game, right? 40.5. I'm pretty sure this opened up like 41.5. The very key number with the wise guys, 41, 44, 45. It's 40.5, definitely crossed a key number, meaning that, you know, if you wanted to bet under, you can't anymore. You can only bet over. But I don't see anybody betting over on this game. That means I don't think there's any DFS goodness in this game.
Oh, man. So if you're telling me that those two guys can start, then there is DFS goodness. It's called the defenses. Pick one of these defenses and hope one of these.
Okay. So the cheaper defense,
yeah.
Which is who? The Jets? Coming off that Monday night spanking?
I don't know. This doesn't show the defense prices. That's something they should put in there.
Ain't that some bull?
Ain't that some BS? I'm sure I could find out really quick. But
let's move on.
Let's move on. Yeah, this game. We have Washington Redskins at Detroit. Over under 49. I think this is the second highest total of the week. Detroit 1-point favorites at home. Manuel, I do like the wide receivers in this game.
Oh, me too.
From both sides.
I would have to say probably the Marvin Jones kid has probably been the most consistent wide receiver this year. Would you agree?
Consistent? I mean, yeah.
I don't have numbers in front of me, but just on top of my head.
I think he's a league leader in yardage, and he caught a touchdown last week, but last week it was the Golden Tate show. But from what I read...
I was thinking about that. Just as we said, he was done. That bastard.
You know what? I ended up pivoting to him in a lot of leagues, too.
Good for you.
Yeah, and he was one of the main reasons why I won, him and Gronk. But I read that he got a lot of work because they didn't have running back. I mean, they started Zach Zinner and Justin Forsett.
I didn't even heard of that guy in my life.
And Theo Riddick and Dwayne Washington were out. So keep an eye on that because if those guys are still hurt, they do a lot of those short dump-offs to Golden Tate. Washington, meanwhile, coming off their victory to elect Hillary Clinton as president. Thank you very much, Washington.
They're coming off back-to-back victories.
Back-to-back victories. They go on the road. I kind of like Detroit in this game, to be honest with
you. Yeah, I don't like the Washington spot. They've definitely played out of their minds the last 2 weeks. And I don't know out of their minds, but just when you think about it, are they on a three-game winning streak? Did they beat the Giants? I think they did come back to beat the Giants.
Yeah, you're right. They're 3-2.
Let me
we
see.
Should really know this stuff. But anyways.
No, well, I knew they're coming off back-to-back wins. Who the hell is that?
Matt Jones came off a pretty good game.
Oh, no. They're on a four-game winning streak. The Redskins are on a four-game winning streak.
Four-game winning streak.
Yeah.
So.
They beat the Giants, then they beat the Browns, then they beat the Ravens and the Eagles. And the last two have just been, you know, I mean, the Ravens, they have that local rivalry, and then the Eagles division, a home game, which they were underdogs in. So, you know, I could see this as a flat spot, but man, the Lions' defense is atrocious, and they just can't get to the quarterback. I know Kirk Cousins doesn't have Jordan Reed, so, I mean, I would see this as a clear stay-away game. I mean, when you're actually going to put up money, I just can't.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you there. I think if you're going to play anything on this game, it's going to be some fantasy.
I mean, the Lions' defense made Case Keenum look like a regular quarterback.
I know, and Kirk Cousins is good for yardage.
Yeah,
like, he might not get all the touchdowns, but he puts up 300
Matt
yards.
Matt Jones has been looking like a regular running back.
Yeah,
what is the world
like almost
to?
A real running back.
Yeah,
he's so, not a sleeper on the.
Does
sideline.
That mean we like the over? That's what we can like look to, right?
I mean,
you can only look to the over.
Yeah,
there's a lot of speed on the field. We haven't even mentioned DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon.
This could be one of those DeSean Jackson boom games.
It's on the turf. It's on the turf.
Marvin Jones, yeah.
I think DeSean Jackson is going to be a bust this year, though. I think he's just thinking about getting a contract, and it just ain't working out for him. It's contract year, and it's just one of these years it's not going to work out for him.
Just one of those years. Jordan Reed could be out again. Vernon Davis had like 10 targets, 2 catches, and a touchdown. Like
that's Kirk Cousins. Yeah. He likes his tight end.
All right. Indianapolis at Tennessee. Over under 47.5. Tennessee 2.5-point favorites at home. I really like DeMarco Murray here, and I really like Indianapolis to win this game. What do you think?
I want to hate the Colts because they were one of my picks at +3, and it was 23-9 with 3 minutes to go in the game. But I'm going to be a little bit more objective. I didn't go to sleep, and I didn't change the channel for a reason. Everybody was talking about, oh, I changed it already. I didn't. I kind of felt it that the lead wasn't safe with the defense and the very conservative play calling by the Colts. So, I don't like anybody on the Colts except for Andrew Luck. But if the Titans are a one-trick pony and that trick is rushing the ball and they're great at it, so I just can't see how the Titans lose this game. But for some reason, the line's only 2.5. So, I don't know. That's what I think.
It looks like Dwayne Allen's probably going to be out, so I think Jack Doyle could be a good tight end option. He's 2.5K. Yeah. He's the cheapest you can be for a tight end on DraftKings.
I love Jack Doyle. I like it because he's fresh. He actually didn't even go to summer to training camp. He was driving his truck cross country.
With a name like Jack Doyle, dude, of course he was.
Yeah, exactly. He's Peterbilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love Jack Doyle. I love that play. Are they going to start? How many carries is Derrick Henry getting?
Not a lot.
No?
Like 5 the DeMarco to 7 Murray show? A game oh, just okay. to rest DeMarco Murray, but sometimes not even that.
Oh, man.
Because DeMarco Murray, they're just feeding him.
Yeah,
feeding him.
So see, there you go. I mean, you're talking about the Indianapolis Colt defense. Federitz caught a touchdown, which you called last
Dude,
podcast.
Dude, I called
I'm going to beat you to it and called some more Delanie Walker touchdown. I mean, I know it's kind of obvious, actually, but
Gronk is going to have a good game.
Delanie Walker is going to eat that Indy defense up, right?
No, yeah, that's another probably that's going to be really chalky tight end play. For good reason. Mariota is excellent play, too, because he can all rush it in. I mean, if you think it's going to be a competitive game, which I think it's going to be.
Yeah, it has to be. We're talking about Andrew Luck. All his games are competitive.
Then Mariota's going to have to pass. I mean, it's not like he's just going to, you know, let DeMarco Murray handle it, and then they're going to go up, and then that's the game. No, I think, especially the way the Colts play, you know, they can score really quick.
And think about it. This line's so tricky. If the Colts hang on for that 23-9 win, they're actually 2.5-point favorites instead of 2.5-point underdogs.
Dude, I was pretty sad last game with the Colts. It was the Colts and the...
They played the Texans.
The Texans, right?
Yeah.
Frank Gore got 100 yards, right?
Oh, yeah, and he took that negative
and
rush.
And he got that negative rush, yeah. Right?
I told you I watched the, and then I watched the overtime. He got over 100 yards,
he
though.
He did, but I was saying I was so mad. I was like, damn it. He got back down to like 97.
Dude.
But then it was overtime. And then he got a couple more rushes, and he had like 106 yards.
And then they were like, oh, yeah, the Indianapolis Colts haven't rushed for over 100 yards since 1982.
They said that stat like twice.
And I was like, fuck.
The first time he
like
rushed
totally
for 100.
Like totally jinxed him, huh?
He rushed for 100 twice in a game because he got tackled for a loss.
Al Michaels.
Hall of Famer.
Collinsworth, thank you.
All right. Buffalo at Miami. Miami's 3-point dogs at home. Buffalo 3-point favorites. There is a chance LeSean McCoy does not play because he got hurt today in practice. We're recording this on a Wednesday
practicing
afternoon.
Too hard. I don't know what's wrong
and
with him.
He strained his hamstring. So if you have LeSean McCoy, go ahead and pick up Mike Gillisley. And if LeSean McCoy can't go, then Mike Gillisley is an excellent, very cheap option. Miami. Bettors love home dogs. Do we love this home dog?
Yeah, I do.
Damn it. You do not. Look like you're very happy to say that.
Well, no, I'm just saying because I felt like you stole my thunder. But, no, I like this home dog. I mean, Buffalo's a one-trick pony. They run the ball. If McCoy's out, yeah, I like Gillisley. I mean, he actually has stolen a couple touchdowns from McCoy this season. But Tyrod Taylor has no receivers. I'm not just saying that by accident that they're a one-trick pony. They're actually, statistically speaking, last in the NFL in passing. So, you know, I think something has clicked in Jay Ajayi's. I'm buying Jay Ajayi. There's a buy. How much does he cost? 4,300 maybe?
4.5K. So you're very close.
Okay.
But a lot of people are going to be on Ajayi because of that breakout game.
Are they, though? Because a lot of people respect the Buffalo D.
Respect the D.
The Buffalo D. No, but yeah, I mean... I like Miami in this spot. I think they get their act. They actually can bring a balance to this game. They can actually have some bootlegs, and they have some receivers like Jarvis Landry and Leonte Carew and Devontae Parker. You know, say that 10 times. Leonte Carew, Devontae Parker.
No.
Okay.
Leonte Carew. There you go. I don't know, man. I'm not really feeling a lot of fantasy
goodness
players. I mean, besides LeSean McCoy, of course. You can't go wrong with him, but I think a lot of people are going to be on him. I think too many people are going to be on Ajayi. I don't trust him. I don't even know if his team trusts him. I mean, Arian Foster's priced just about the same at 4.2.
Who?
Arian Foster.
Oh, yeah, man. Shit.
So
burnt me. I started him everywhere last week.
Oh, no. That was not a good start.
No, I know.
Especially to see his teammate go off like that.
I just, like, I was so pissed. I just deleted the app. I was like, fuck this.
Uh-huh.
Check the update. I was like, I'll install it next week.
So, like, the Buffalo Bills backup tight end, Nick O'Leary.
Oh, yeah, I know him. He
I
went to Florida
leery
State.
Of this matchup.
He went to
and
Florida
I will not
State.
Play anything. Cleveland at Cincinnati. Cincinnati, 10-point favorites. Double-digit favorites at home against Cleveland over under 45.5. Manuel Terrell Pryor practiced, and so did their cornerback Joe Hayden. 10's a lot of points, Manuel.
Yeah, I'm not into laying double digits, but I'm not into betting on the Browns. They're so hit or miss. I mean, they hit against the Dolphins. They didn't hit against the Titans and the Redskins. So there's other games on the board to bet on, you know. No way. I'm not betting on Cody Kessler. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, this is a good spot for Cincinnati, especially for fantasy. And I see it. And on the surface, I'm like, oh, Andy Dalton, AJ Green. Boom. There's the hookup right there. AJ Green needs a big game. Giovanni Bernard, he's been getting all the work. This is a great matchup for him. But if I think Cincinnati is going to win and win easily, then to me, this is more like a Jeremy Hill, Cincinnati defense kind of game. But if Cincinnati, I think Cleveland could put up points. I mean, they scored against New England. They've scored against everybody they played, you know?
Yeah, because Hugh Jackson puts his players in positions to be, you know, successful. And they do have Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson, you know, Barnage. They do have talent, you know, at offensive key positions. You know, they're they're not defunct of that. They're not like the Seahawks.
So my thing is, if you think this is going to be a Cincinnati blowout, go with Jeremy Hill and go with Cincinnati defense. If you think Cleveland can keep up and kind of score with them a little bit, then this is an obvious Dalton, AJ Green, Gio Bernard kind of game, and even Terrell Pryor, or maybe even Duke Johnson.
This is an interstate kind of defense. Too. This is an interstate division game. I'm not. There's no way I'm touching it. Not with double digits on there.
Yeah. All right, now we're into the afternoon games. There's three of them. Tampa Bay at San Francisco. Over under 46.5. It's pretty high. I think Vegas is kind of adjusting to Niners giving up a shitload of points every week. Tampa Bay, 2.5-point favorites on the road. I believe in Colin Kaepernick. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I'm saying Colin Kaepernick is a decent fantasy play.
Well, dude, if they're going to win, this is the game.
Tampa Bay's coming off a bye. Niners are going into a bye. Kaepernick.
But you guys, all you really have to face is Jizz Rodgers.
Dude, it doesn't matter. Any running back's going to go off.
Jackson. You sent me a text earlier in the week talking about Vincent Jackson's done for the year. Austin Seferian Jenkins got booted off the team. They don't have any real weapons out there. You know, you could put a safety over the top of Mike Evans. Mike Evans is still going to get targeted 15 times, you know?
We're getting our safety Jimmy Ward back.
Our nickel corner. I'm not saying you guys can stop Mike Evans, but you guys can beat this team.
I think we're going to have to put up points with them because our defense is not that great. Carlos Hyde is looking like he's not going to play.
It's running backs are plug and play unless your name is DeMarco Murray.
I know, but they gave all the carries to Mike Davis, even though last year Sean Drone did really good. Really good when Hyde was out. Plus, everybody knows you like those Sean Drone jeans that you can buy at Macy's.
You saw Colin Kaepernick. Who does he have that rapport with as far as receivers? Is it Patton? Is it Curley? I thought Curley took a dip in his play a little bit.
Curley still got targets last week. Obviously, they took more deep shots down the field. Torrey Smith did catch that touchdown. But it was real windy last week, especially in the second half when Cap didn't do well. He still put up 20 fantasy points. He got 70 yards rushing, threw that long touchdown. No interceptions, terrible percentage. But I think that the sleeper is probably Quentin Patton.
This is a perfect game, actually, where you can't really decipher who the winner is going to be. But nobody's going to run away from this game. So if this game is – if someone's up 7 to 10 points in the game at halftime, you turn around, you bet them in the second half because it's going to come around and be a tight game. It's going to be a field goal game. But the line isn't +3. It's under that. It's +2.
I like the over, man. I like scoring. And I think that I like both these quarterbacks. But the thing is, I don't really like both these quarterbacks and then matching them with their receivers. I think if I'm going to play them, I'm going to play them.
And what's the over-under? That's the thing about the over-under.
46.5.
That's kind of high, honestly, man. It is kind of high. Because, and you know what? I don't have the numbers, and that I didn't know we were going to go that in-depth into this game, but the...
I got extra knowledge for the Niners.
I know, I should have known. The Niners field isn't really conducive to overs for some reason. I don't know if you heard about it or not.
It's haunted, there's fucking dead bodies playing.
Probably. They
shit.
Tackle people... Ghost tackle people, untie their shoelaces. But, yeah, I don't know. I think the Niners have a shot to win this game. I'm not going to bet it. Like I said, I'll bet it at halftime. So I'm sorry I don't have that strong of an opinion for the game.
Carlos Hyde's out. Doug Martin's out.
But you're damn straight I'm going to bet it because there's only 3 games on at one.
Jaquise Rogers looks like the play. All right. San Diego Chargers at the Atlanta Falcons. This is the highest over-under. 53. Atlanta 6.5-point favorites. 53 points, Manuel. I don't think you can make this line high enough. I think everybody is going to be playing Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones for good reason. There's some fantasy goodness in this game.
Yeah, there's a track meet out there. You got Melvin Gordon, Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman. There's a lot of fantasy studs out there. Toilolo actually caught a touchdown against Seahawks defense last week. So I'm not saying, maybe, I don't know, maybe you can do the thing that you say is just pivot or something of the sort.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Pivot.
Mm-hmm. No, but actually I like Hunter Henry in this game.
Oh, I love Hunter Henry. I mean, for the lower priced
tight ends.
For lower priced tight ends.
Value.
The value is there, but is it the Hunter Henry show? Is Gates going to come back?
I think there's room for both.
Yeah,
especially because, you know, there isn't a go-to guy. There's no Keenan Allen there.
You know? Right.
This could be the second thing closest to, like, Martellus Bennett, Gronkowski, honestly.
You're right. And I really like the San Diego Charger receivers. I love Tyrell this week. I think this could be a Travis Benjamin bounce-back spot. And Melvin Gordon should have a pretty good game, too.
Yeah, he just needs one lane and gets to the house.
On the other side, dude, I love me some Devontae Freeman.
Yeah.
And Julio Jones. And Matt Ryan.
And Sanu. He just needs one.
Dude, this is a lot of people are going to be on this game for good reason. I mean, the implied total for Atlanta is 30 points. So, I mean, four touchdowns and a field goal.
They can get there, man. This is going to be pristine weather. They're going to get there.
You could even play Matt Ryan and Devontae Freeman because
the only thing that scares me, and I always have to turn the other side of the coin, is San Diego is off a bye. No, I'm lying. They're not off a bye, but they are off rest.
Mm-hmm.
They played Thursday night, so they're fresh. So maybe the front seven is, you know, they're actually, I think, top five against the rush, the Chargers.
Right.
So I know their secondary is atrocious, so that will, you know, discount that because Julio Jones and Sanu on the outside are going to have a field day. But the running backs that Atlanta brings to the table are A1.
Yeah, and it's really hard to get away from this passing game of Atlanta. I mean, they put up against Seattle on the road.
Yeah,
so
dude, and let's talk about it. The Atlanta got robbed. That was straight PI, bro.
Oh, it was easy pass interference. Yeah. But I mean,
but whatever. Put that in your back pocket because once the playoffs start, you remember that game that should have been an Atlanta W. And you know you just put that in the back of your head. You back pocket it.
I mean, Seattle was getting passed on last year by a lot of teams, by the Panthers, by the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
But this year, they're terrific. They're terrific defense, and it looks like if you have formidable balance, though.
Are they? Who they played?
The Seahawks?
Yeah.
I mean, they have played some shit-tastic defense.
I mean, they played the Niners.
Yeah, the Rams.
The Rams. I mean, come on, dude. They're not.
They played the Dolphins. No, I'm not going to dog them. You dogging them because they're intra-division rival. I'm just going to the Seahawks defense
assholes,
is top three.
Right.
The Seahawks defense is top three. I'll say that.
I'm just saying they can be passed on by
Well, they were. Good yeah, teams. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Moving on. Wait, do you like a side that game? 6.5?
Yeah, I like Falcons.
Falcons?
No, I'm lying. I'm sorry. I like the road dog with the rest. Phillip Rivers. Plus 6.5, might go to 7.
Oh, man. Do you like them to win outright? Because, I mean, that's a teaser game right there. I can get Atlanta.
No.
I can get Atlanta. Pick them.
Yeah, awesome. No, I don't like them. The Chargers, all they do is know how to lose close games, and that's what they'll do.
Right.
Phillip will always keep them in games.
Good old Phillip. Okay, Sunday night. No, not Sunday night. Last evening game. New England Patriots at the Pittsburgh Steelers. No Ben Roethlisberger. Landry Jones. How bad does Landry Jones come in and hurt Antonio Brown's value? I mean, he's still the highest-priced wide receiver. He's still Antonio Brown.
I think it hurts him a lot.
I think so, too.
I think it hurts him a lot. I think the only recipient of the only one who's going to benefit, the only benefactor from the Ben injury is our guy, Le'Veon Bell. He's going to be taking snaps out of freaking Wildcat. I kid you not. He's gonna be carries, screens, side pitches. He's gonna be it all. So if the Pittsburgh Steelers are gonna cover, it's gonna be Pittsburgh and the under, or it's gonna be actually Le'Veon Bell on the under.
Yeah, I mean I agree with you totally. This is gonna be a Le'Veon Bell game. I think they're Pittsburgh's only hope is to slow the game down, try to make it a ground and pound kind of game. I don't know if that's going to happen with New England, man. They have so many ways to beat you.
The New England defense, I'm very impressed with it this year.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they gave some points to everybody.
But they just, the bend and don't break. They're only evolving. They're only getting better.
Yeah.
I don't know another defense that can give up, you know, a Chandler Jones. Just give him away for nothing and then still be top five. You just pair it up with the passing game, the ball control passing game that the Patriots have, and they're so creative on offense. I mean, I sound like a broken record. I mean, we know this already.
New England.
Yeah.
Play Tom Brady. Play his receivers. Good luck picking which one.
We talked about, there was this, the Boyd Gaming guy said that, it wasn't the Boyd Gaming. It was the William Hill guy. It was a different show I was listening to. He said that, the tickets are like 7-1 on the Patriots, but the money's like 50-50 on New England and the Patriots.
Huh.
So that's scary, man. I really don't like going against the money, but I can only, sometimes, you know, squares win, right?
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes they're 3-3.
Yeah.
Six games in the season. I mean, I don't know, dude, Atlanta and New England teaser. That seems like too easy to call.
I don't know. Was that on the Bill Simmons podcast?
It could have been.
I haven't heard it yet because I don't want to steal any of their material.
But I don't remember them talking about that specifically. But though, that's too easy.
No, but it's did. I did. I did. I do want to look for a teaser actually, like for like a New England teaser though.
Yeah, New England, Atlanta.
Yeah, no. I like new with Phil. There's always a chance they can win, and this is not a good spot. You know.
Right.
Atlanta's just come off like five covers in a row as a dog and like four wins straight up. We talked about that last podcast.
Would you bet your bankroll on New England money line?
No.
No. No. Not worth it. Way too much risk. Not enough reward.
No way. I'm not Cousin Sal. I wish I had $8,000 to win $1,000.
Yeah. Seriously.
No. I don't even think that's like a real gambler. Like, you got to ignore that. Like, how you're trying to make money like off betting 110 to win $100, you know?
Yeah.
55 to win 50.
Minus 110s, yeah.
Yeah, or 60 to win 50, minus 120 sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I've already gone too far on my soapbox.
Tom Brady, play him. You can match him up with a receiver. You can match him up with two. You can just play him naked. Everybody loves Tom Brady naked.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Seattle at Arizona. This is the night game. This should be finally a good night game. Actually, last Sunday's was really good for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Especially if you had Lamar Miller and Fedorowicz.
I shouldn't be so upset because actually I did. I had the over, so it wasn't like a total loss, honestly.
Did you push?
No, I won 40. It was 46. I got the over under. It was 44.
So was it 29?
No, it was 26-23.
So you... Because of overtime, you won.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Dude, it was 23-9, and the fucking over-under is 43-44.
3 minutes later,
yeah.
You hit.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Seattle, Arizona. Dude, David Johnson. What can we say? Over-under 43.5. Arizona, 2-point favorites at home. David Johnson, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw in the ESPN league you're in that I'm a silent partner with equity that –
You thought it was lost. I thought you lost.
And you had David Johnson. I'm like, well, if he could put up 30 points, yeah, I guess.
This shit was done in the first quarter.
He put up 30 points.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, like nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, he won.
Yeah. No, David Johnson is amazing. But
that league has like a bonus for a 50-yard touchdown.
He does
like
it?
A 50-yard touchdown run.
For, I don't know. I hate that shit too. I'm lucky to be a beneficiary. But yeah, David Johnson's awesome.
I mean, it's a tough spot for him.
Seahawks. Offensive line isn't, but at least it's with Ifedi, the rookie out of Texas A&M. It's a good work in progress. This is going to be only his third game back, so I think he's very good. He's got a high upside, probably future Pro Bowler. Jermaine Ifedi, don't forget that name. I like the over in this game a lot. I think there's a lot of speed on the field.
These two teams last year, they were shootouts.
Yeah, you know? Man.
That's why I like Russell Wilson.
These totals are set because it's drained in the public's minds that these two defenses are so awesome, you know? But what happens is there's so much speed on the field that they make mistakes. They run right past you, know?
Carson Palmer throws a pick six, and he's like, shit.
Exactly. I forgot about that.
And then
that.
He'll turn around and throw a touchdown, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But still, you don't want to buy these defenses on DFS, right? They're too expensive.
They are real expensive, and we already said we like the Jets and the Ravens defenses, and I got those prices, actually. Okay. I did research those. It looks like the Jets are 26 and the Ravens are 28, and they're both looking like great matchups. So there you go. Those are your two defenses to play, especially if Flacco's out.
Yeah, especially if Flacco's out.
I mean, I like Ravens anyways with Geno.
Yeah, dude. Geno came in and his third pass threw an interception. Did you know Fitzpatrick got pulled?
Yeah, dude.
It's totally like the Jets coach is in control. It was like, I literally saw it on my timeline. It said like 16 hours ago, Bowles was saying like, we're going to stick with Fitzpatrick. He's our guy. Then 15 hours later, Geno Smith gets named starter.
That's like the kiss of death. Yeah, he's our guy. We're going to stick with him. Psych.
Anyways, man, let's get you this Dodger game. Everybody,
we still got another game.
Oh, shit. The Monday Nighter. What's the Monday Nighter?
We didn't even talk about fantasy-wise for the Seattle game.
We did. We talked about David Johnson and Russell.
What about Christine Michael?
I don't know, man. They give the ball to Collins at the goal line. I can't advise anybody buy any running backs from Seattle.
Yeah. I really like Jimmy Graham, to be honest with you.
That's 2 weeks in a row. I mean, I can't argue against it. I'm not going to buy him, but.
All right, Monday night, Houston at Denver. This is the Denver and Brock Osweiler meet again.
Brock Osweiler Bowl.
Denver 7.5-point favorites. There's the third leg of your three-team teaser right there. Over-under's 40.5. I guess Denver, one of the defensive linemen said they can't wait to destroy Brock Osweiler's life and probably have sex with his wife, too.
Sounds like a bad porn.
That's a good one.
That's like a cheesy-ass porn.
Yeah, very cheesy.
Brock Osweiler is getting tag-teamed by some defensive lineman.
Dude, Houston tight end, CJ Fedorowicz. I don't even know how you say
his
name. You
like him too?
I couldn't pull the trigger even though I called him last week.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, dude, every time I say something on the pod, I make sure I bet on it because I said it.
Well, sometimes we get late information, right?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I got a lot of late information on the Raider game, the Seattle game, there was going to be wind and bad weather. So I kind of pivoted off them. But luckily, I pivoted to the New Orleans game. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to stack a bunch of people. So that worked out for me. But in this game, I don't like any of these bastards, to be honest with you.
This is going to be an ugly Monday night game.
Dude, this game is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad games.
Dude, watching Brock Osweiler play football wasn't fun on Sunday.
I just don't think he gives a fuck. He's like, I got $72 million for backing up Peyton Manning.
You're probably right.
He's like, yo, DeAndre, go deep, bro.
Dang, DeAndre hates him, dude. I bet DeAndre hates him. DeAndre hates him. Fuller, is he going to play?
Oh, shit.
Can you advise Fuller maybe purchase?
He's projected to play, but last week it was a game time decision. He suited up. Didn't play one snap. He was active. Did not play one snap. So what that tells me is people are not going to be playing him. So he could be a sneaky play. However, it's a terrible spot. It's a terrible spot.
Exactly.
On the road against
Denver. Could bring
his
gun to the game like last Boy Scout and shoot fucking Brock Osweiler.
Damn. Not a good spot.
Yeah, no, dude. Let's wrap it up. That game's going to suck. I hope there's some good baseball on that night.
Speaking of baseball, should we give the viewers a not-so-live update? Because by the time they hear this...
Yeah, what is it?
Well, Urias is pitching. They are the top of the second. One out, two men on, 0-0. So Cubs got some people on base.
Man. Let's go. I'm already mad. I was going to bet Lackey.
All right.
Es Urias.
The Sports Gamble Podcast. Keep on lookout for a special Thursday bet. That's going to be posted soon. Manny.
Yo.
Here's to a good week, man.
Cheers.
I think you're going to have a good moneymaker week, all right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Peace out.
Tired of losing? Not winning enough? Sports Gamble Podcast.
favorite sports gamble podcast.